Chair, we wish to thank you and your team, as well as the ISU, for preparing the documents and the hard work that is being put into this meeting. We know it's a Herculean task, but we are sure that we are all up to it. We believe that your team has done a good work on the draft that we have in front of us, but at the same time, much more needs to be done, and it's the responsibility of all states to do their part now. We all have to exhibit the necessary flexibility and the political will and allow the text to move forward towards a genuine consensus. We remain committed to doing our part in ensuring that this conversation is moving forward and the convention is strengthened, contemporized, and operationalized in all its aspects. Mr. President, the document has captured some of the discussions and proposals presented by state parties. At the same time, we note that some of the core NAM proposals have yet to find an adequate reflection. My delegation and others have continued to point out the organic nature of this convention and the importance of ensuring balanced progress in implementation and operationalization of both its regulatory as well as the promotional aspects. We are of the view that the final document still requires some efforts on all our parts to reflect such treatment of both prongs. Secondly, my delegation had presented a proposal for the intersessional work aimed at strengthening and revitalizing the convention in all its aspects. We note that your proposal on Section F remains under consideration. At this point, I wish to make three general points on this section. On the mandate of the proposed group and its title, we believe that there is a need for further refinement. We can consider various ideas presented in this regard. Secondly, the list of topics need to have some further refinement and addition to ensure a comprehensive as well as result-oriented approach. Thirdly, since the working group is meant to replace the meeting of experts, we see no reason as to why we should establish it for a shorter duration, which could lead us to a situation we may not have anything in the middle of our intersessional work period. We should establish the group for the full four-year period, and if it finishes its work early and agrees a report by consensus, a special conference can be called at any time. We also need to be realistic in the amount of time we allocate to the group for its annual meetings, keeping in view the overall disarmament calendar and meetings happening in Geneva as well. I will not go into the details of the individual topics that the group will cover at this stage, but we do hope for a revised list for consideration of state parties. Now, on coming on to the Section A and B of the draft, on Section A, the way it is currently drafted, it is not clear as to what we are trying to establish, and more crucially, how it would be operationalized, implemented, and financed. For instance, we appear to be establishing a mechanism on the subject without any clarity on what it would do, while also predefining its structure. We then appear to be curtailing its scope in an arbitrary manner, and at the same time, we are also tasking the working group to be established for intersessional work to examine measures to operationalize international cooperation and assistance. These areas, Mr. Chairman, require careful attention, streamlining, and further work to ensure we do not end up agreeing conflicting ideas which may not be very efficient in attaining our desired outcomes. As some other delegations have also pointed out, establishing a cooperation committee with clear functions as presented by NAM would have been a good starting point. Section B also reflects similar gaps in clarity as to what the established mechanism would do and how it would relate with the work of undertaking during the intersessional period. Clarity in these two sections would be paramount to ensure early agreement. We will share further remarks as we move on towards other sections of the document. Mr. President, we remain committed to work with you and other state parties to ensure that we have a meaningful and result-oriented outcome. Thank you.